The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
So when God said, I want you to notice the overlooked, I had no idea. Because I was asked to go to a nationwide crusade in South Africa at the height of apartheid. And I watched some things shift over there, but I never dreamed God would let me see the least of these up close and personal. And everything changed.
Next on Life Today.
I know I say this a lot, but I wish we could just be right there in the room with you. And, you know, one of the things we've noticed by not having an audience, it's like I just feel like I'm trying to just move in there with you. By the way, I'm James, and this is Betty, and this is Life Today. And we want Life Today to in some way impact and bless your life today. And we're going to show you the joy of blessing someone's life today, people you may have never even thought of, the least noticed, and the least of these, Jesus called them, and the joy of doing it. Betty, these people that we tell them, you don't know how amazing you are. We're going to show them some amazing people who love people, but people like you, and maybe you've never joined this move of God through people, but the people out here are the ones that make these amazing people amazing. In other words, they enable them to do what God gifted them to do and called them to do, and you become the one that puts the oil in their lantern.
Absolutely.
But aren't these awesome people?
Absolutely. And I think we have gotten to know each other better. You know, we've been kind of shut in with the COVID virus and everything, and people are tuning in more. And I think we kind of long for that relationship. So I feel like we do know you better, and I hope you know us better and know that we care about you, and we so appreciate how you join with us to help others.
Well, you know, we've been doing missions now for 30 years for many people. And many of you who watch us, you didn't see the crusade evangelist James Robinson that for more than 30 years crusaded in stadiums and coliseums. And then when in the midst of all these blessings, God spoke to me so clearly, greatest in my kingdom are servants. And James, I know I've gifted you to speak. I know what I do through you, but I want you to become a servant to all. And I want you to see the overlooked, because see, I was overlooked. I mean, I was given away by my mother who was raped and conceived me and the doctor wouldn't abort me with an ad in the paper. And then she came and took me from that stable home when I was five and I moved into total poverty and misery. So I know what it is to feel overlooked. And I moved so much, I was never picked to play on a team. So I know what that feels like. So when God said, I want you to notice the overlooked, I had no idea, because I was asked to go to a nationwide crusade in South Africa at the height of apartheid. And boy, did I go. And did I preach. And I watched some things shift over there. But I never dreamed God would let me see the least of these up close and personal. And everything changed. I want you to just jump back 30 years. And I want you to watch what happened. But then I want you to hear very, very clearly how it continued amazingly beyond anything you could ever imagine. Watch.
Friend, that's why you're here. So you can come to God and give Him your life tonight. Would you do it? Only way to God's through Jesus.
It was the 1980s, and James was right where God had called him.
Would you come and say, I'm going to leave here and let God be first in my life? I hope you will. Let's bow our heads together.
Preaching the gospel so that lives could be changed forever. But God had plans that would transform James' life when he and Betty met another evangelist, a South African named Peter Pretorius. Peter showed them the immense suffering people in Mozambique were going through because of the civil war.
You see the thinness of his hair and the color of his hair. That's a sure sign that he suffered much malnutrition.
James knew he would never stop ministering the word of God to the poor in spirit. But now he would do everything he could to help those who were physically perishing. Thus, mission feeding was birthed between James and Peter. And in time, as faithful supporters began to help feeding efforts expanded into war-torn Angola, the challenge that lay ahead for the mission feeding program was trying to keep up with the need in crisis areas where food shortages were critical. Children under the age of 5 were dying at an alarming rate due to the ravages of a silent killer known as malnutrition.
I have never seen so many children buried in one small place. More than 1,000 bodies here around me right now. And I'm praying, dear God, please, please stop this. I just kneel right here and there's a fruit jar. And there is the little child's picture in that jar. Somebody's baby. Dear God, help us to save these children.
By the grace of God, and with the support of faithful partners of Life Outreach International, food factories were built in Mozambique and Angola and began turning out a vitamin-enriched soup mix. A fleet of trucks now deliver the processed food mix into remote villages. This has allowed the mission feeding program to expand into other areas, including South Africa and South Sudan. Currently, over 350,000 children receive a daily bowl of this soup mix through both the school feeding and crisis feeding programs. This bowl of food not only has helped stop the death cycle in hundreds of villages, but it provides an incentive for the children to remain in school.
They want a future. They want to go to school. They walk a long way. They're trying to learn. And I don't know anyone that would look in these faces and not say, well, let me help those children that obviously want a future.
The mission feeding program that started over 30 years ago, helping families in war-torn villages, has literally saved over 18 million lives, according to government sources. The challenge now is to maintain the partnership, which will allow us to continue turning out the soup mix for the school feeding program, and for meeting crises like the prolonged drought in Angola and the devastating floods in South Sudan. Together, we can ensure that lives will be saved and that children will have the opportunity to fulfill their God-given potential.
Did you hear, now think about this, did you hear the number of how many people like you, and many of you have been so faithful in just reaching out and saying, I'm going to feed that hungry child. I'm going to do that. I'm going to weep with those who weep, grandparents, parents, family. You reached out. 18 million. Betty, this isn't something we went out and said. This is what the nations, all the different nations of the world, were. This is what their authorities report to the missionaries. In other words, this is what love did. Now, here we are winning hundreds of thousands of people to Christ. And people wonder, well, James, when you're moving a whole city, Billy Graham, you say you'd turn out the population of a town, James. And he said, you don't spend a lot of money to get a crowd. You get people bringing people to Christ. Well, there was no question about it. And so we win millions here. But do you realize 18 million children and their families' lives saved just in those areas? And we've had more people in those same areas come to Christ in crusades because they've seen love. They didn't just hear love talked about. They saw it demonstrated. They saw the living Jesus who died for us living through the missionaries. But they were able to be there. Think about this. The missionaries were able to be there because the viewers of Life Today kept them there. Did you know that we had to sell things? This studio laid on the ground, tilt up concrete, laying there for 3 years. Well, we don't even have a studio, but we're talking to you from a little old makeshift deal because I've been on television now over 50 years. But we were doing the preaching and the crusades, but then I started talking to you, would you love people? We didn't know. The missionaries we helped for 3 years came over here and prayed this studio up. We were focusing everything we had on saving the least of these. Did you know that we went from maybe having 1 million, maybe 2 million people saved in a year at the most, to having 7 million or more come to Christ? Not just hungry children saved, people coming to Christ because of what you did. I want you to listen, please, to the heart of God. You saw me and Betty and Peter with all these hungry children and 18 million lives saved because you helped us. Betty, they didn't just look in. They got involved. They said, let's put God's arms around the least of these. Well, I want you to listen, because Peter Pretorius went on to be with the Lord more than 2 years ago. Listen to his son. Listen to him. Listen to God, because I'm telling you, you are the miracle somebody's heart longs for. You are the answer to a mother's prayers. You are the answer to many prayers. Watch.
There was something missing in the Angolan village our team recently visited. It was the laughter and excitement of the children. The worried expressions on these mothers' faces confirmed what we had all been told. This area is in the throes of a food crisis. Maria has fought these battles before, struggling to feed her family. And now, once again, she finds herself trying to keep her grandchild, Mabina, alive during this crisis.
You can see by just looking at this child how malnourished the grandchild is. And yet, this grandchild is so fortunate to have this angel of a grandmother. A woman who knows what it is to suffer. To suffer, to fight, but to persevere. To never give up. She explained that she's also lost her ability to feed herself or her grandchild. Lost because of the drought here, not because she didn't make an effort, not because she didn't work hard. She's done everything she can do. The question is, have we done everything we can do? Are we prepared to fight as hard as she fights? Will we give what she's given? Will we give up what she's given up? Or will we do the thing she didn't do, and that was turn a blind eye? Say it's too much. Say, I can't do it. I know I can't, and I know that I won't. And I'm asking you to have the same answer today. To say, I can't. I won't turn a blind eye. I won't try and pretend that I haven't heard the story. Instead, I'll do all that I can do.
And Betty, he's weeping because he felt the burden of mothers and family. And he said, I'm not leaving. He's not. He and his wife, Terry, are just so committed. Our viewers can be the answer to the heart cry of every parent, every grandparent, every family member. They can be the miracle. And we have watched them become the miracle that will keep those children alive and keep those feeding lines where they have food and we never run out.
Well, you know, James, the many years that we've been involved with missions with Peter Pretorius and his son and Ann and all of them over there working so hard, I watch these different situations that they show us of the need there of food, water, whatever it is, James. And you'd say, well, you ought to be used to it by now. How can you be so compassionate about it still? Because there's still those that need our help. I see the little ones, and I think, God, they need some food. They're going to die without it, and we must help them. I ask God, never let my heart get used to those, seeing those situations. Always bring my heart fresh up and then updated, James, on what's going on, and never let me be compelled to just turn away because I've seen it so many times, because they're still there. They still need help.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, and I said you are, in my opinion, just like the missionaries, you're amazing people. You know, when you watch Life Today, we're going to try to pour God's life all over you with incredible stories of miracles of God that will inspire you, encourage you, and bless you, and really take you deeper into the Word and the Word of God more into you. We're going to love you. And all of our guests, and you're going to watch us love people from all different stripes of, let's say, denominational or sectarian views, and bring them together to be the family of God without ever compromising God's Word. You know you're going to see that. But you also know something else. James and Betty are going to ask us to look out and see somebody that's overlooked. And we can actually be their miracle. You do that. There is no way I can use words powerful enough to let you know how important that is. And not only how much we appreciate it, but what it means, the miracle it means for life. Did you know right now, for $30, $50, or $100, you can feed, not total child care, but you can save their lives and stabilize them. 33 children for the next month you'll feed. $50, 5 children. $100, 10. And I always say, think big. $1,000, 100. What can you do? You may be able to do more than that. But would you save a life? Would you give the love and life of God today, right now? Go get your bank card. Go online. Dial that number. Make that gift. If you want to write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We really do need to know. Thank you.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you The Chosen, 40 Days with Jesus. From the creators of the widely popular television drama, The Chosen, this devotional invites you to discover Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Amazing Grace Sheet Music Frame Wall Art. This timeless and well-beloved hymn can be displayed as a reminder of God's grace to you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
We've met a lot of moms on our trip to Angola, but I have to tell you, Mariana's story has touched me so profoundly.
Chagalia munjala mumagutio vendango unjali acho wagapele kungetinda divanyangi longusuwa kukwetiale. Kukwetiale yocho mala unjala ivaria yajapo pasu yacho yupisa dopi.
She said that when she goes to bed at night, she lies there and she said, honestly, she wishes she could just give up. You know, she feels such despair, but she said, I can't give up because I've still got 3 children who need me. But when she only has a little bit of food, she makes sure that she gives it to all 3 of her children. And many nights, this mom goes to bed with nothing. Nothing in her stomach. Just a prayer on her lips. Lord, will you send me some help?
Lopomwene, kopolia chohario, ndocho mwendiga sindoto, acho wajiga shomala. Ocho watatelo gutio wanjo kamala kachuaka.
And maybe you think, well, how can we change her life? It's really easy. Through mission feeding. Can you imagine the burden that it will take off this mom, knowing that her kids get one good meal every single day? It's not a lot to ask.
God, I just thank you so much for the people that are watching. And Sheila, I thank God for you. You know, Betty and I spent 20 years basically going right into those areas you're in right now. And you've told us that you think it's the highest calling perhaps you've ever had on your life, Sheila, to go and be there. And what you just said, the way you said it, it just gripped my heart, because there's that mother with three. And you're talking about being the miracle, being the answer to prayer of many mothers, thousands of them. Because right now we've got 300,000 located that are in desperate situations and challenges. And those three children, do you realize that with a $30 gift, we can feed and care for those three children, not total child care, but stabilize their health? $30 could feed those children the mother's talking about and that Sheila's talking about. Would you right now, think about this, $50 we can feed five, $100 we can feed 10. And I'm always going to ask you, if you're able to feed 100, give 1,000. I mean, thank you, God, we have people who will give thousands of dollars to help us with the different outreaches of life. You want to know why? Because it works. Love never fails. And these missionaries were sent by God, filled to overflowing with His love. And they are the light, lighting up the darkest places on the planet. But we're the ones, we meaning you, us together. By the way, Betty and I have been, for the moment we started missions, among the largest, most faithful donors we have in all of Life Outreach. You want to know why? We love to support what works. God's love flowing freely like a river never fails. Would you right now go get your bank card? We've got some beautiful gifts to send you. I promise you, what we send you will bless you. It will. But would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? Go get it. Dial that number or go online. And you make the largest gift you can, because you are giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. And it's being expressed not just by love in you, but the love of God in you toward those carried by the love of God into those darkest places, and putting God's loving arms around the desperate and pulling them up to the heart of God. Please, you be praying for everyone who can help to help. And if you can help, give the largest gift you can. And I repeat, because you're giving the greatest gift, you're giving life. Thank you so much for doing it.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you The Chosen, 40 Days with Jesus. From the creators of the widely popular television drama, The Chosen, this devotional invites you to discover Jesus through the eyes of those who knew Him best. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Amazing Grace Sheet Music Frame Wall Art. This timeless and well-beloved hymn can be displayed as a reminder of God's grace to you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As we've traveled around these communities here in southern Angola, family after family have told us how they're experiencing the worst drought they've ever seen. Statistically, it's the worst drought in over 40 years. Families tell us of how their crops have failed, of how they are running out of food. You can literally see, when you look at these crops, you can see why these crops have failed. There's no life in here. There's no way that these crops can produce any food. The soil is literally just dry. No life in it at all. Failed crops, though, mean failed lives. And as there's no life left in this soil, if we're not able to respond here soon, this drought will not just steal the life in the soil, but the life in the communities. There's nothing to sustain these families unless we're able to help them. That's the reality in these parts of Southern Africa right now. We cannot bring an end to this crisis. We cannot save the lives we need to save without you. We need you to open your hearts today, please, and to say yes, to respond yes. I will provide the resources needed. I will make it possible for you to express God's heart and to extend His hands by extending food to these families, food to the mothers and the children here in Angola, to save those precious little children's lives. So please, I'm asking you to dial that number on your screen or to get online and to give the very best gift that you can give today, to give the gift of life by giving the gift of food.
Let me just pause a minute and just say, Lord, thank you for everyone who helps and for those who pray for others to help. And Lord, those that need help, meet their needs. Meet them where they are and lift them up in Jesus' name. We're going to send you some gifts when you give life. The chosen. You were chosen by Him. He loves you so much. He gave His Son, the chosen, for you, and you just touch someone and let them know they were chosen by God and He loves them. Yeah, and do remember, this is the last day, and some of you, Betty, a lot of times say, well, I'll give another gift on the last day. But many of you are going to say, I am going to help on the last day of this particular Mission Feeding Emphasis. Thank you so much for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.